USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The COVID relief plan now goes back to the House. The Senate has passed the president's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package after a marathon overnight session. Senator Patrick Leahy.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 49. The bill as amended is passed.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's been a long day, a long night, a long year, but a new day has come, and we tell the American people, help is on the way.
The 50-49 vote will send the bill back to the House for approval next week. There won't be an increase in the minimum wage in the bill. Republicans say the nearly $2 trillion in spending contains non-pandemic partisan priorities. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.